8:51 back on KYMN in the morning. Now joined by our friend from the Northfield Public Library, Emily Lloyd. Good morning, Emily. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. I'm so happy to be here.
It's great to have you here. We haven't had you on for a while, so
it's been a while. Yeah.
It's good to see you.
Yeah.
So we have you on today to talk. Well, we want to talk about a lot of stuff, but we want to focus, I think, on the summer reading program at Northfield Public Library. First of all, before we talk about like kicking off the program and all that, tell us the basics on the summer reading program.
Absolutely. So one thing I want to stress is that it is for everybody. For years, it was just for kids and teens, but adults can now participate.
Okay.
The idea generally is to read for 20 minutes for a certain number of times and collect little things along the way. Just barely. And then have a prize drawing at the end. And oh, I should shout out, Vixen Hollow always gives us a one-on-one horseback riding lesson, which is an amazing prize for kiddos. Wow. They get so excited.
That's fantastic.
We always have a theme. This year, our theme is Land of 10,000 Reeds.
Okay.
So a lot of the challenges and things along the way are going to, include Minnesota wildlife, park-related things, et cetera. One of the adult prizes is a Minnesota State Parks Pass. One thing we also like to stress is just what counts as reading, right? Mm-hmm. Because I think there is a common misperception that, just print books, et cetera, count as reading.
Mm-hmm.
And audiobooks count.
Yep.
For kids, if they're reading to a sibling, if they're reading to a grandparent over Zoom from far away, grown-ups who are reading to their kids, coming to story time.
Yeah.
Listening to books is every bit as valid as reading them with your eyes or hands. And we celebrate that. We also celebrate, real quick, we also celebrate summer reading, right? Kids are no longer in school, and sometimes we do have people saying, I'm looking for a book at my kid's reading level over the summer, etc., or my kids only want to read graphic novels and I want them to read the classics and stuff. In library land, we celebrate what they want to read, right? Mm-hmm. We celebrate that they have some time to rest their brains,
right?
But that they're enthusiastic about some things like a Minecraft encyclopedia,
right?
So yes, all of those things, graphic novels. It makes a lot of sense that they love graphic novels because they're growing up in such an image-based culture, right? We don't like long articles without pictures anymore.
I love graphic novels.
Exactly. I do, too. So all of those things count as reading. And if you're an adult reading to your child, make sure you put that 20 minutes on both of your sheets.
Yeah, there you go.
It
does make sense. If it's summertime, maybe the kids spend 9 months out of the year being told what to read because they have assignments and give them 3 months to just go. As long as you're reading, go read whatever.
Absolutely. Yes. So come in and find joy. And, we love to recommend books. And, if you don't, if you've never been excited about a book, you just probably haven't found the right one. And we will work to find that for you. And adults too, right? Because, there's a whole concept of beach reads, right?
I mean,
you're not reading collegiate texts, even though you might be able to, in the summer.
You're reading
most
books
James Patterson novels are written at about a fourth grade level.
I was going to say, you're reading books for Fabio.
They're really written at about a fourth grade level.
Oh, that's funny. I did not know that.
There are plenty of children's books that are written at a higher level.
Ah.
So, all of us enjoy reading books that aren't, quote, the most our brain can possibly handle,
right?
So, except for Lin-Manuel Miranda, maybe reading Hamilton on his beach read, biography of Hamilton.
Have you ever tried to read that Ron Chernoff book?
I have to admit, I have not.
I have tried. It's 800 pages.
It's so long.
And I got about halfway through, and when I got to about the 200th page, on the agrarian versus industrial economy.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, I'm out.
Yeah, yeah. And he's like inspired to write an amazing
exactly.
musical.
Exactly.
I do have all the words memorized. I can do the cabinet battle rap number one in 60 seconds.
Do you really?
But it's been
can
a
you?
While. It's Ooh. Been a while. Yeah, Ooh. We had a Hamilton karaoke sing-along
we might,
a couple times.
We might
at the
have
library.
To do a little, you and me, we might have to do a little Jefferson Hamilton thing. I'd love that.
I would
love
that. Oh my goodness, that'd be
that's,
amazing.
That's like my favorite part of that show.
Yes,
anyway.
Yes.
Anyway,
all right.
Before we went, you were talking about audiobooks. Ryan was asking specifically if audiobooks mm-hmm. count, mm-hmm. and then you mm-hmm. brought our friend brought up the library website and
yes.
the app.
Yes,
and tell us about that.
Absolutely. So yes, we still have books on CD that still circulate, but I know that. Most cars have not had CD players in them since 2016, and I know this because I bought an old car on purpose. So I still wanted to play my CDs. But, and we circulate a CD player too, so for use. But it seems like most folks now are reading audiobooks or listening to audiobooks on phones or things like that. Mm. I know I will check out an audiobook, stick my phone in my back pocket while I'm weeding the garden, mm-hmm. and listen to a book. So yes, we have a free app called Libby. You can access it with your library card number. You have a PIN. If you don't know your PIN, it's usually the last four digits of your phone number, but you're certainly welcome to call us and we'll find that out for you. But yes, I mean, there are great pay services for audiobooks, but wow, yeah, make use of this resource. This is free. This is one we want you to have and listen to. I generally have about 10 audiobooks checked out at any given time.
That's awesome.
It's really browsable and it's fantastic.
This is
and
the
again,
app right
yep,
here.
That's the app right
Libby,
there.
The
Ryan's
app.
Holding it up.
Okay.
And yeah, take advantage right. of that one for sure. For
okay.
sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
So we have a kickoff happening on Thursday for the summer reading program. What's that?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. So Thursday, June 5th is the first day you can sign up for summer reading. For a lot of Northfield kids, it's the night before the last day of school. So our summer reading kickoff for youth and families, everyone is welcome though, everyone is welcome, is a summer reading kickoff with pizza and taco. I am wearing a pizza and taco shirt.
Like a good Northfield yes! librarian, you brought your visual
yes,
aid.
Yes, exactly. That was the point. Yep, indeed. And so... We're going to have a kickoff right in front of the library, starting at 5. We are having the author-illustrator of Pizza and Taco, who's going to be here. I was talking to kids about this over the last few weeks because we did a lot of school outreach.
Mm-hmm.
He's an absolutely fantastic human, and he has really he wrote picture books for years, and he's really kicked it off with this Pizza and Taco series that just absolutely took flight. You know, when your books are put in places like Target, that's how you know
yeah.
that's how you know you've yeah. you've made it. But so a real wonderful highlight for us is generous donations of tacos and pizza from local establishments. So at 5 p.m while supplies last, we will have free tacos from donors El Triunfo, Coco's Place, Taco Oasis, Gun Plaza.
Are you prepared? You're giving away free tacos. Are you prepared for the deluge that might descend upon you?
We are. We hope there's a deluge. You just, you know, everyone might not get a taco. But yeah, and this is a, we're trying as hard as we can to make this a waste-free event. So we do have, everything's compostable, etc. So we're going to have these delectable treats that were donated by these amazing folks. We'll have a few games. There is a popular kids song called It's Raining Tacos that I have promised to dance to
oh,
with
that's
them.
Outstanding.
And then one of the wonderful things that Stephen Shaskan, who's the author, is going to do is draw pizza and taco on a big whiteboard and then take suggestions from the audience as to what else you should draw in there. Like, oh, do you want to put them on Mars?
Okay.
Do you want to put them in porta potties? You know? Whatever you want. And even better than that, one kid who registers for summer reading that evening at that event is going to get a personalized pizza and taco drawing, sit down with Steven, and tell Steven, you know, I want this to be in it. I want that to be in it. And they'll get to take that home and keep it.
No kidding. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
I'm really excited.
Cool.
We'll have free pizza and taco stickers, pencils. I'm hoping it will be really epic. It's the first time we've done something like this to kick off summer reading. So a little nervous, but also excited.
I mean, it's already a home run. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
I do have a question for you. So I'm looking at the website, and for the adults category, it says grand prizes, a bookish bundle. Mm-hmm. What is a bookish bundle?
A bookish bundle is going to be, to my knowledge, since I'm the youth services person, a bundle of, you know, recent hot books sort of thing.
Okay.
Potentially, I'm not sure.
Sure.
Else what it might be, usually probably a bag from Northfield Public Library, one of those that the friends sell for I think about $20. So and it'll have all sorts of nice goodies in it.
Little
so
goodies
there's a
in
state
there.
Parks pass, there's a bookish bundle, there is
the swag bag?
Like a Northfield swag bag. Oh. So little things from around town, including little gift cards. That kind of thing for sure.
Very cool.
Absolutely.
And they can register on mympl.org for the summer reading.
Exactly. Yep. Okay. Starting on June 5th, mm-hmm. We will have the kickoff in front of the library, but also, that very morning you can register online.
Yep.
You can come into the library when we open and register there.
Okay.
Also something good to know is that let's say you're going on vacation immediately and you're going to miss all of these things. You could sign up for summer reading all summer long.
Okay.
We do not draw prizes till August 18th. So you've got time.
Okay.
Cool.
Awesome.
Nice.
And Ryan, be warned, the last couple of years I have been registered for the summer reading program without really even giving my consent. You get drafted, and I'm sure you're gonna find your name on the list. So.
Sure.
Well, and I just love that it's a great way to try and include reading in your everyday life.
Exactly.
You know.
Absolutely. Yes.
Because sometimes when you have these book challenges, and they're like, read 50 books.
Yes.
And it's like,
no. Everyone reads at their own pace.
Right.
So honestly, your 20 minutes don't even have to be in a row.
Yeah.
You know, you're reading to a baby, maybe that's a 5-minute thing, and once you reach 20 minutes, it might not be that same day. But then you put down your 20 minutes. The kids, because of the Minnesota theme, the kids are going to earn limited edition buttons of Minnesota critters doing silly things. The last one, there's a very popular graphic novel series called Dog Man, and so the last button has a walleye reading a book called Fishman. and the older participants will have like stickers for water bottles or coffee cups, and they're really cool Minnesota themed. Like one is an agate with lines, and the little writing on it is read between the lines. So
awesome.
So yeah.
Very
and
clever.
Then at the end of their program, everyone does get to choose a free book, and we work super hard to make those choices, to have a bunch of awesome choices on hand.
Right.
Yeah.
That's great.
Okay, with just a couple of minutes left, I know there's a couple other things with going on at the library that you wanted to bring up too.
Yeah.
Like just things you're going to be doing over the summer.
Absolutely. We have got a lot going on over the summer. First off, we have a summer concert series that we put on at Way Park. It's fantastic. It starts June 18th. It goes for, I believe we have seven bands performers this year. The Bookmobile will be there. I'll do a little story time at 5:30 if you come with kids, but it is really for the music, etc. It is really focused for all ages.
Great.
So that'll be happening every Wednesday night starting at 6 in a couple of weeks. This week we have one of our favorite events of the year. Also, I think one of our director's favorite events of the year. On Friday, we will be having our 9th annual worm races.
The worm races. The very famous Northfield Public Library worm races.
At Bridge Square. They start at 3:30. Ziggy's, for years, this is our 9th year, for years they have partnered with us and brought their most athletic, fastest racing, usually night crawlers.
They have some serious worm trainers over there.
Worm trainers.
Yeah.
And it is an absolute blast. I'm not going to say it lasts long, but we do have several heats.
Right.
Because there are a lot of kids. And then, of course, they enjoy naming their worm because then I have to call the worms to the track. And so they can say anything. I think the winner, I'm not sure who the winner was last year because unfortunately I was not here. The winner before was named Dairy Queen.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, so that's a blast. And then, of course, we'll also be at Pride in the Park on yes. Saturday.
Yeah.
You can sign up for summer reading there. You
oh,
can
sure.
get a library card there.
I have to ask you about Pride because yeah. Pride in the Park, it is Saturday, and KYMN will be there.
Yay.
Mrs. Moxie will be there. Ryan
yeah.
will be there
oh,
with the Moxies.
Oh, yes.
You are attending Pride in the Park this year for the first time as an attendee because you are the mother of Pride in the Park. Right? I mean, you started Pride in the Park and now it's gone off into the
it's
world.
It's an official
yeah.
nonprofit.
Yeah.
It's a committee of folks who actually live in Northfield, which I did not. But yes,
yeah.
I started at the library 8 years ago, 2017, and my first kind of thought when I got here was like, oh, we need to remember that we should have a booth of Pride. You
yeah.
know, what do we do at Pride?
Right.
And I learned that there was not a Pride festival. And so I am now back to my sort of ultimate original goal of getting to represent the library at
there
Pride. So we have some pretty cool stickers. We'll have book lists, that kind of thing. It'll be really unusual to be standing at one booth instead of running all around.
Yeah.
But what
you're going to find out is Pride's a really fun time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think Prides that I worked before, they just zip past
yeah.
and I
yeah.
really don't see anything. And
you're too busy to enjoy it.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll have a good time. We will have Sparkles the Pink Unicorn.
Oh, fantastic.
This year back.
Yes.
One of our teen volunteers is very excited to be Sparkles.
Awesome.
So yeah. And then I should say also, I've got a really cute little, you know, like where you put a little photo prop where you put
oh.
your head through, et cetera.
Yeah, yeah.
It's called Wild. It says Wild Thing, and it's a little image of, you know, where the wild things are,
oh.
et cetera.
Oh, Maurice,
and
oh,
I'm
wonderful.
Using, you know, I wanted to bring that to promote Pride Storytime we have later this month that is going to be all classics by LGBTQIA+ children's authors. So, and Maurice Sendak
yep.
was one of them. So,
Will there be a Wild Rumpus?
There will, of course, be a Wild Rumpus. Absolutely. I'm thinking, and in fact, it's even in the description. So, some
fantastic.
Stories, and then maybe we'll dance to Pink Pony Club. Who
Love
knows?
It. Love
there you
it.
Go.
Love it. All right.
Well, thank you, Emily.
Yeah, thank
we
you
really
so much
appreciate
for having
it.
Me.
I just,
oh, yeah.
I love your energy
yeah,
that you bring.
It's
just, it's awesome.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
We love having you here.
You just get me so excited. I'm like, yeah, I want to do these things.
Yeah, awesome.
It's been too long since you visited us, and I hope
yeah.
you do it again soon.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for having me. And yeah, come sign up on June 5th and, you know, grab a free pizza and free taco and
crazy.
Yeah.
Just crazy.
All right.
It's going to be great.
Take care.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.